Le'ilei nishmas of klenimus kamish ben avili melech shvius perk yud mishna aleph shvius mishametas as a milva bishtar vishaloi bishtar. So shvius, as we know, cancels all loans where the lender can no longer demand from the borrower any money or come to him for any money, as the Torah says, shamot kol bal mashe yadoi. And that's whether they're with a shtar or not with a shtar. And the Rav explains the shtar can even be with a shtar. There's a document that has a collateral of the loan on a property. So even if there's a document, which is a mortgage, there's a mortgage on a property that if he doesn't pay him back, so the lender keeps the land. Nevertheless, even though, like the Rav explains, that when he has this shibud of karka, it's almost as if the lender is holding on to the karka and has collateral. Nevertheless, he doesn't actually have it. And shvius cancels the loan. Next case, hakofus hachanus eina mishametas. So this is when people would go to the regular grocery and would get things on credit. So they would just take things from the grocery store and they would pay when they have the money, or they would just pay at a different time. So this type of agreement that people would have, shvius does not cancel. It's not the derech of a loan, like the Rav explains. However, if a guy has an old balance and he hasn't paid, and as the Mishnah says, v'masa milve areze mishamet, and now the owner of the grocery store says, okay, you owe me $1,000. I will make you a loan, and you can pay me, you know, X time or whatever it is. He makes him a loan, then it becomes a loan, and then it is mishamet, and then Shemitah cancels the loan. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, harishin harishin mishamet. Rabbi Yehuda says that although the last thing the guy took from the grocer, that for sure is not a loan. However, all the previous things that he took from the grocery store, that does become a loan. So for example, let's say a guy took, you know, some candy, didn't pay him back, so there's a certain credit. But then he goes the next day and he takes some drinks. So now, normally people won't give you the drinks because you still owe money in the past. Like before you start taking more stuff, at least pay me back. So Behuda explains that once he takes that second thing, then there's an understanding that whatever was previous is now becoming a loan, and so on and so forth. So now after the soda, he goes and he takes chicken. So now both the candy and the soda become a loan, and only the chicken is not mishamet. Only the chicken was derech hakafa. And the Rav says Allah is not like Rav Yehuda. Mishnah continues, schar socher einu mishamet. Similarly, if a person normally gets paid to do a job and he doesn't get paid yet, einu mishamet, so that's not really a loan. It's money that he's owed for the work that he did. But like previously, that's not a derech halva. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol malacha shepesekes b'shvius mishametas. V'she'enu pesekes b'shvius, einu mishametas. Rabbi Yosi says, so it depends on the work. If it's a work that you have to stop doing on Shemitah, so for example, let's say a guy is paid to plow the land. You're not allowed to plow the land on Shemitah. So if he's paid to plow the land, and Shemitah comes, and he was never paid for the plowing that he did, let's say in the sixth year, and now Shemitah comes, so shvius is mishamet. But if he's paid to do something else, let's say he's paid to deliver mail, or whatever it is, that you're allowed to do on Shemitah, ain't a mishametas, so that is not mishametas. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi.